Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and I want to remind you real quick of our phone number. It's 323-203-0815, and you know that's the number to call in to get to talk to Dr. Allen. Listen, our wonderful switchboard guy and all-around tech will call you back. If you don't get through, he'll be in the queue, and he'll call you back. You may not recognize the number. Please pick up, and don't let us get your voicemail. Okay, so I want to do a little business, and I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here and sponsoring us each and every week so that we can answer your questions. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen's got some wonderful private, very small group seminars going on. You can find out more about them at www.oneistore.com to get all the information. And I want to give you a quick reminder, www.drpatallen.com. is where you sign up for our newsletter. That's where you're going to get all the secret information that you may not get through other venues. And if you sign up, remember to respond and say you opted in so that we can get that newsletter out to you right away. And now, Dr. Allen, you're on the air live.
I love it, and I'm ready to serve.
Hey, 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 I hear you are doing your fantastic life script this Saturday.
Yes, I am. I am a transactional analyst, if there's any new people on the air. Freud was a psychoanalyst. He wanted to know what mummies did for sons and what fathers did for daughters. He was partnered with Carl Jung, who basically believed in the developmental stages of yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
And he also helped Bill Wilson set up the 12-step programs for Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a tremendously wonderful asset for humanity. And basically, I am a spin-off of all three of those: Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung, Eric Byrne, who created out of Carl Jung's yin and yang Chinese system, transactional analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. Making money, being healthy, and in loving people with respect and cherishing. So I help people speak as a negotiating system instead of intimidating with fear or seducing with guilt. I want to teach negotiation with words.
Yes, words. Amazing. So Dr. Allen,
the script is an evaluation of who's taught you how to speak.
Mm.
Remember?
Yes.
Mommy and daddy may have been screwed up and taught you how to intimidate and seduce. Your culture, even your religion, your school, your neighborhood may have taught you to be intimidators with fear and seducers with guilt. But I want to teach you how to use empowered negotiation.
Amazing. Amazing, Dr. Allen. Now, your script classes are very, very small, very limited space. Is that true?
Six people. We go from 9 till 4, hour off for lunch, and we really get into what did they teach you? You know, Claude Steiner wrote a great book, and it's called Scripts People Live. He was a transactional analyst.
Mm-hmm.
He was a protege under Eric Byrne. I didn't know Eric. He was dead by the time I got into it.
Right.
So with that in mind, We're going to find out what they taught you and whether you want to do it their way or your way.
That's amazing. Now, your class is local in the Los Angeles, Newport Beach area. So what happens if somebody outside the area is interested in working with you on a life script?
They can hire me for an hour, mm-hmm. and I will give them individual evaluation. And that's good.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
The value of doing individuals in a group is you learn from all of them. But if you don't have access to my group of six people on Saturday, then please feel free to hire me for an hour, and I will help you understand what your script is.
Awesome. And so if somebody wants to hire you, they can contact Sue Wagner at info@drpatallen.com to set that up. And I think it's a really, really valuable thing. Even if you can't be in the class and you're somewhere else in the world and you want to do this, it's so important to know that they can access you that way by making a private appointment. Because it's important we find out about ourselves in this life script class, really does it. So did you do one last weekend? What class did you do last weekend?
We did couples. It was awesome.
Was it? So you had,
six people, three couples. We had a lesbian couple. That was wonderful. We had a mixed, couple,
culturally mixed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, culturally mixed. And we had a person from Germany engaged to a person from America. We covered everything from gender to nationalities to culture. It was awesome.
That sounds so dynamite. You know, I love that when I hear that we have these people that are really listening to what you say and they're doing this couple therapy, and you do the couple therapy on the phone too, don't you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I love it. And again, you can reach Sue Wagner, info@drpatallen.com, to ask any questions you have about private appointments. And I encourage you to do so. So, Dr. Allen, it looks like my switchboard is telling me that we have calls. You want to take some calls?
Good. Yes.
Awesome. All right.
Let's go for it.
Let's tell him that we are ready for our wonderful callers to hear what interesting things they have to say. And let's see, he's telling me, yes, he's saying, I'm getting a caller for you right now. Perfect. Perfect. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hello. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yay. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello.
I do have a question. I was actually in your office a couple Fridays ago. My boyfriend and I of a year split up, and we're in week four. He hasn't contacted me. I haven't contacted him. However,
well, he's got 8 weeks.
I know, and I've decided that I don't want him. So even if he were to want me back, I wouldn't want him back. So I'm wondering if that changes things as far as me being able to contact him. And the reason I want to contact him is for business reasons. We did a recording together, and it needs some work that isn't done. So I'm wondering, should I go ahead and wait the 8 weeks and then ask him about that, or what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, I want you to have out the business of not being a relationship first. You know,
right.
Either wait for him or call him to let him know that the relationship has ended for you. But you still want to do business.
Okay.
So what's your comfort zone tell you? What's your instinct tell you?
Well, my instinct was telling me that I could go ahead
and by the way, instinct is gut-oriented. Yeah. Intuition, which is a man's favorite skill, is brain-oriented. So what does your gut say about letting him know that you are terminating your relationship, but you want to still do business?
Right. It's telling me that that would be okay.
And you're willing to pay the price for that. He may not want to do business with you.
Is
that okay? If you never do anything that you can't afford to do.
Okay.
So practice, I am he, now practice terminating me. Use one of the tools.
You want me to role play?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't know if I remember what tools you're talking about, but...
Well, you make an appointment for a sensitive subject, remember?
Of course. Yes.
You can't blast into his left lobe, terminate him, and then expect him to gracefully do business with you. There might be a power problem.
Right.
And please do not use his name.
No, that's fine. So I would probably initiate via text, and I would say, I hope you're doing well, and I was wondering if I could, you know, talk to you at some point about some business that isn't completely
recording. No.
Okay.
What you're doing is business and then cutting his throat. I don't know if that's going to work. You're doing exactly the opposite of what I said.
Well, okay, so it sounds like maybe you're saying I should go ahead and wait the 8 weeks and then...
No, now you're mind reading. I better put in the four loser techniques for communication. Evasiveness. You were not evasive. You were cutthroat decisive. Secretiveness. You weren't going to give him a chance to know that you were going to say something sensitive and maybe painful. Condescending, which means that you believe he's going to do business without a wink, even if you're ending the relationship. And fourth, you were going to do it so fast that it completely passed by what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to demonstrate one more time.
Okay.
And then you're going to do it or not do it on your own time. In other words, I want to go on to another call, so I'm going to say it again. Honey, whatever you want to call him. I have something to say to you that may be sensitive and may even be painful. Is it convenient now on the phone, or when would it be convenient for you to listen to what I have to say? What would he say? You be him.
He would probably say, I can talk now.
Okay. You know, I appreciate our separating and distilling our relationship, but I'm coming to the gut feeling that I am basically not going to be available emotionally for a romantic relationship with you.
Uh-huh.
But I still want to do business with you. What do you think about my terminating my part rather than using or leading you on. What right. do you think about that? What would he say in your guesstimation?
Well, he'll probably say that he was thinking the same thing and that was okay with him. And I'm hoping, too, that we have some kind of, like, closure conversation around that, because
that is a closure conversation. No. Yeah. You closed it right there.
Okay. Because we left it on an angry note, so I think it would be...
No, this said, I don't want to use you and I don't want to lead you on, but I'm not having right. romantic feelings. You're not saying I don't like you.
Yeah.
Romantic feelings are different than friendly feelings, but you yeah. want to do business with him as friends. And what mm-hmm. does he think, not what does he feel,
right.
what does he think about this message you're giving him? Can you okay. do that?
Yes.
All right. Then do it.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, caller. Good luck. Wow. Doing business and doing pleasure, it's always can really get into some issues, can it, Dr. Allen?
Yes, but it can be handled gracefully, respectfully, or cherishingly if you pay attention. By the way, all of these tools are in the new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Oh, yes, of course. And yeah, what an awesome book.
I know, but it's very educational when it comes to putting out how to say things. All the way from pre-birth to death at the end of the game.
Exactly. Looks like we have another
call. Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Callers, we really need you to pick up. You're in the queue, and our wonderful Ronan calls you back. We need you to answer. So he's going to get us a new call. And in the meantime, oh, here we go. Looks like he's got another one for us.
Good. Hello.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question about when guys are pursuing you and maybe which one to sort of pick. I feel like people are pursuing. Like, I live in a big city and guys will like say, oh, let's go out. And then they'll kind of like come and go for a year or two, and it doesn't sometimes lead anywhere. So I'm not sure if I should pick a newer person, or I don't know. It seems like I've like three or four guys or more talking to me, but it feels like a waste of time sometimes to go out with the ones I've gone out with already. I don't know.
Well, what I'm hearing is you follow them without informing them of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for a marriage bound or a long-term relationship?
Yeah, I've been doing that. And
okay.
I've been working on the tools for a while, and I think they really help. I'm a little worried. I'm like too just masculine because of my job, and I'm like, maybe I should quit my job and just be a yoga teacher, and then I would be more feminine. So I don't know if that makes
sense. No, dear, you can be feminine after work anytime you want. Now, here is the point. The first sign that a man wants a serious relationship is he asks you to stop dating other people or get off the website, whatever. That's the first sign that he wants it. Okay? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't ask for that, do not go monogamous with him. Continue to date at least three men at a time, at least three times, until somebody asks you to stop dating anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that happens, you know, soon enough so that you're not wasting time.
I feel like, and I guess my question is, like, should I go out and go dancing and try to meet someone else? Or, like I've known this guy for 2 years.
I want you to be polyamorous. Honey, I want you to date three men constantly without intercourse. Intercourse. Hug them, kiss them, whatever. But no intercourse until they ask you to stop dating and you say yes. Now, that's an oral agreement.
They haven't really asked to stop dating, and I guess I'm worried that there's a lot of free sex out there. This is what the guys are telling me.
Are you dating three men all the time?
Yes.
Are you terminating ones that are not asking you to stop dating?
No.
Then I want you, on the fourth request for a date, to say, I so have appreciated the dates we've had, but I don't have the romantic feelings, and I don't want to lead you on or use you socially. So, with that
but I like
in
them.
Mind, what?
I like them, and I wouldn't mind, like...
Wait a minute.
You have
wait
feelings
a minute.
For them. Okay.
I didn't finish my statement. But if you're willing to date me while I'm looking for my man, as a friend, I'm more than willing to do that. You must never dating three men.
Right. Yeah, and I've definitely not just gotten monogamous with anybody. It just feels like...
Have you told the people that have not asked and you're not interested, that you
but
don't
want... But what if I
want,
am interested?
What?
But they just want to... But I'm interested in them, and they keep asking me out, but they're okay sometimes. Like, it's like they'll go away for a little while, and then they come back for, like, more intensely, and then I'm like, oh, I don't
understand.
Do it.
Okay. All right. So you're really not interested in getting into a relationship. Nobody gets sent away.
Yeah, I haven't sent anybody really away.
Then enjoy yourself. You obviously like dating men. All men will come and go.
Yeah.
In my world, I'm asking you to give them three dates to see if there's chemistry. If there is no chemistry on the fourth date, thank them for the three you've already had and tell them that you do not want to date them. You see, you're going to continue to date other people until you find a boyfriend. You see?
Yeah.
And if they want to ask you out and you're available, which means you have not made an agreement with somebody to be monogamous in dating, that's the first sign of a man's interest in you.
So I should sort of let them know.
If they know they can have you without that, you will never have a man.
So kind of like let them know I'm dating other people subtly? Is that...
No, dear.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
What you say is, I don't have romantic feelings. And therefore, if you want
to... But I do have them. Like, I do like them. I like them, and then they ask me out, but it just goes on forever.
So what you're
saying is... And then, like, they don't want a relationship.
You don't want a relationship, and you're okay with that.
No, I do want a relationship, and I do go out with them.
Would you please stop talking so I can say what I'm going to say?
Okay.
The first sign that a man wants you is that he asks you to stop dating. If you have chemistry for him, keep on dating him. But it's a waste of time, because what I want you to do is, on the request of the fourth date, you say, I really appreciate you're dating me, but I want you to know I do not have enough romantic feelings, and therefore I'm not going to stop dating. And I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you socially. See, what you're doing is keeping your book too full of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have intercourse with them unless they contract for monogamy, continuity, seeing you, and long-term goals, marriage, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I was like concerned. Thank you. That's helpful, because I feel like it's like they'll even tell me they're getting, they're like,
darling,
I'm so amazed.
Darling,
I'm getting
darling,
so much sex.
Darling,
and I'm like,
darling, darling. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks.
Good.
So, Dr. Allen, when a man goes away and comes back and goes away and comes back, what's going on in his head?
He knows that he can be with the woman that wants him even when he doesn't want her. That's called mama.
Ah. So he's not willing to commit. So he just comes back whenever he needs a stroke.
Did you watch the session with her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was she listening?
No, she wasn't.
But
I don't
did
think,
she
I,
get it?
I think did she did.
Get it?
I think
when
she did,
I
but
finally said, hey, either listen or go away.
Right.
You see?
Yes, I do.
So what I was doing was teaching her to set boundaries, because without boundaries, you end up with people that know you're available. It's like, you know, the ever ready game.
Right, exactly.
I want her to set boundaries, even though she's afraid to set boundaries, because she thinks that by keeping them, she's benefiting herself. She's not.
No, she said something. She said something interesting that I hear a lot. I hear these women say this. Well, there's a lot of free sex out there. So what makes me so special? And I'm always struck by that, because a lot of free sex out there, and you say it all the time, men want virtue. They play with vaginas.
No, I don't say that. Men do not want virtue. No. They want sex.
Right. But they marry virtue.
Yes, they marry virtue because they want to be with the woman that won't let him in and won't let him in either.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So let's see. We have
I appreciate her filibustering with me.
Yes,
because
I understand.
I got to say what I wanted to say.
So here is an interesting one from one of our male listeners. And he says, recently, I have been with a woman that I have been dating for about 8 months. And
perfect period, imperfect period, and they're in the negotiable period.
Right. He says, I'm 28 years old and I am looking for marriage. However, over the last 3 weeks, I find myself failing to be able to keep an erection when we began to have sexual contact. What is happening? Why am I feeling this way? It's making me feel resentful toward
sex. He's having sex. He's not making love.
Okay, Dr. Allen, so what would you say to him about what's going on in his relationship?
Do not have casual sex. Pfizer loves casual sex. Because then they can sell more pills. But the truth of the matter is, when a man is with a virtuous woman, and she won't have casual sex with him because he said he was 28.
Yes, 28.
Yeah. Well, at 28, he wants to make love, and you can't make love having sex. People who want sex rarely make love. People that make love periodically have wild sex.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It really is. Okay, here we have another question. And this is from one of our, she calls herself a regular. Here's what she's saying. I cannot stop myself from repeatedly getting in the same situation no matter how hard I try to duty date. I find myself becoming instantly monogamous or shortly after one or two dates. What is this? Why can't I stop doing this? I want to be married. I'm 23 and I want to have a baby before I'm 30. I need a husband. I need a mate. Dr. Allen, what am I doing wrong?
It may be that you were prematurely stimulated sexually by some brother or dad or grandpa or neighbor. And what inadvertently happens is your body creates more dopamine receptors which want dopamine. Give me dopamine.
Right.
There are three things that dopamine really produced by. One is sex. The second one is money, anything to do with money. And the third one is mind-altering chemicals, whether it's ecstasy or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's those things. If a woman cannot set up a monogamous relationship and finds that she is surrendering sexually, not making love, sexually, she is a woman that I would say, you cannot have casual sex. You would do well to get a promise ring or an engagement ring, and in religious systems, maybe a wedding ring. But your body has been turned on inappropriately, and your brain craves, and that's a great book, The Craving Brain by Dr. Rudin. Your brain craves dopamine to such an extent you have sex, but you never make love. So I'm putting the points together again.
Okay. That is very true. Okay. All right. We have... Oh, okay. Dr. Allen, after 17 years of marriage, I no longer lubricate when my husband tries to do anything with me, and it's misery in bed. I feel like he doesn't appreciate me and he doesn't cherish me. I respect him. However, I'm losing respect for him now. Is that why I'm not lubricating and why I don't feel any sexual attraction toward him any longer?
In order for women to lubricate, they have to feel cherished. So you can either go to your gynecologist, who may give you a testosterone patch, which will rev up your sex drive. Or you can go to a tantric yoga seminar or a tantric yoga coach and have that person train you to respect and cherish. Excuse me.
Bless you.
So, tantric yoga is an ancient form of sex therapy created in India, which basically helps you understand how to cherish and respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can. I have men who cannot keep or get an erection because they're with women who are getting in their age bracket where they're going on progesterone and off just off estrogen, and they don't feel respected by their women. Men have to feel respected in order to get erections. Women have to feel cherished by their men, by being cherished for their foreplay feelings, the romantic feelings,
mm-hmm.
instead of being used as objects. You know, it's been said by someone, we're designed to love one another and use things. But now we're loving things, including people that are things, and loving things, using people and loving things.
Exactly. Okay. I totally understand that. I understand that concept.
With this situation, I would recommend either go the gynecological chemical route or find a tantric yoga therapist, teacher, coach, whatever you want to call them, who will help you cherish and respect each other sexually.
Now, Dr. Allen,
would
you recommend staying married and loving it for a couple that was in that situation? Or
absolutely. My book, Staying Married and Loving It, has tools in there. Like, for example, there are men that are subject to seminal retention. They will not ejaculate.
Really?
No.
What is the psychology behind that?
The psychology behind that is they're afraid to create a baby. They still may create because you can create with pre-cum.
Right.
Which does not feel like an ejaculation.
Right, exactly.
So with that in mind, men withhold their ejaculation. And by the way, that withholding ejaculations in order to give your woman more orgasms is a wonderful Japanese technique.
Oh, I've heard about that. I've heard about that. I'm not sure I've ever experienced, but I've heard of it. So
particular situation is they may be talking about creating a baby, you see, but
right.
he doesn't want to create a baby because he doesn't feel respected. Men need to feel respected to feel cherished. Women need to feel cherished to feel respected. And in order to start the program, women have to respect the man first. As we women get older, we tend to stop respecting our men. I want all the women on the phone to raise their right hand right now. And if you will, Kelly, would you please represent them?
I will do
it. I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect them and I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First. Got that?
I got it. And that's very, very, I think that's pretty sound advice with respect to that, because we sometimes get lost in that, you know, I just had an experience with a friend of mine who was coming home from her new job, which is a pretty high management job. And she caught herself emasculating and disrespecting her husband, which was causing so many problems at home that she was continuing to stay at this new wonderful job even later and later and later. So the breakdown of the relationship was not only very real, but then when she
switched from a woman with a career to a career woman.
Yes. And she said what happened was, she was driving home and she happened to be listening to us on the app on her phone. And she said something just clicked. She looked in the rearview mirror and she saw her own eyes. And that, like, for an instant, it was revealed to her. And she'd also been reading Conversational Rape as well and realized that she was conversationally raping her husband, and she was coming home like this megalo business person. And she said it just had such an impact on her just thinking about it. She said she had to pull the car over and just stop for a minute. Now she has this policy. She won't go in the house until she calls it walking it off. So she gets out of the car.
Exactly right. I recommend that women take 15 to 30 minutes to drive, listen to music, preferably classical music, sit on a bench and look at the ocean, go shopping, but don't buy anything. Just look at pretty things to get out of their masculine head. Otherwise, you're a Gestapo agent. And
yes.
It turns them off.
That's what she said. So she now does this process that she calls walking it off. And she gets out of the car. And the first thing she does is, instead of going in the front door, she skirts around into the backyard where her flowers and her plants are, and she goes for a walk through her garden and then goes in through the kitchen door, which she feels is the most feminine room in the house. So I thought that was really cool. That was a great idea. And she said, I took it from you guys, listening to you guys saying, how can I get out of my masculine and step into my feminine? And she really enjoys her jobs, and she actually thought to save her relationship, she had to come to an idea that she did not want to lose her husband. And
that's
she
right.
Didn't want to lose her job. So she was racking her brain. So I thought it was great. A great success story, Dr. Ellen, about what you talk about getting out of that masculine, getting back into that feminine. And really,
well, between 45 and 55, men's testosterone is going down and the estrogen, feeling-centered chemical, is going up. And at the same time, that's periandropause.
Mm-hmm.
Women between 45 and 55 are going from their estrogen to their progesterone and testosterone. Do you see?
I do see.
What you've got to realize is men need to be respected to feel cherished. And
okay.
If you respect them, ladies, you have a better shot at them cherishing you as a reward. The only woman a man loves better than himself, no, it's not his wife, it's not whoever, it's his daughter under 10.
Oh, yes. I can see that. I can see that. And there's a shift in girls at around 10.
That's exactly right.
And
so these are, if this all goes back to, are you having sex or are you making love?
Exactly.
If you're having sex, you're using each other as objects, and penises and vaginas don't respond well to that.
No, and you just talked about everybody really just objectifying. So we have an instant message right now. One of our male callers is listening, and this is what he says. Dr. Allen, I'm 56 years old, and I don't want to go into andropause. I don't want to get in touch with my feminine side. I like being masculine and I don't want to go feminine. What can I do, Dr. Ellen? How can I stop this?
Well, first of all, you can go check your blood and find out if both your testosterone and your estrogen. Men are dashing off doing their testosterone bit, but they don't realize that the estrogen level in their body will determine the feeling state of themselves.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely. And oh, he's saying something else. Oh, my goodness. We're live with him right now. He's connected to us live. So he's saying he's willing to go get his blood tested. He was thinking of taking anabolic steroids. Now, I don't hear great things about anabolic steroids and what they do to anybody, but specifically the male body.
I'm going to go back to tantric yoga.
Awesome. Okay, he's saying, explain, Dr. Allen, how can this help me not go female? He's like, I don't want to be crying at movies. He's like, I enjoy being a man. I'm a big man. I'm 6'4", and I actually, oh, I think I know who this is. I actually work for a living as a rigger and ripper. I'm not sure exactly what that is. Anyway, he says, it's a very masculine job. It has to do with shipping. Okay.
The truth of the matter is, I ask people to speak masculine or feminine. So now I want him and any men on the phone to raise the right hands, and I want you, Kelly, to pretend you're a man.
I will do that. I can do that.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To give, protect, and cherish.
To give, protect, and cherish.
The women I love.
The women I love.
Even when. They're illogical. Irrational. And often irritating. So help me God. See, the problem is, as men get more biologically sensitive, it turns them off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we've got going on here. I think this gentleman is turned off in a certain respect.
If a man accepts the fact that a woman can be biochemically imbalanced, whether mm-hmm. it's menopause, whether it's temperament, whatever it is.
Right.
And he can say, honey, I understand. What can I do to help you and I feel better? Using my tools. If he can tell her she has a right to be the way she is, but it's turning him off, and is that what she wants? Do you see? Rather than fighting with her.
Yes.
Man to man. When men get older, they need to be cherished more than when they're younger.
Right. Right.
So ladies, please respect verbally the men in your life, your husbands, your boyfriends, your lovers, so they can cherish you. Because if you don't give them the sense that they're respectable, they can't biologically cherish you.
Exactly. You know what, Dr. Allen? That's a question I have. And we're coming up to the end of the show, but I want to say those are your incredible and famous tools, your want tools. And I was just curious, do we have a want class coming up? Because some of our listeners tonight might really want to engage with you in that class.
I can look it up, but it's going to take me a couple of minutes.
I'm going to tell them where to look it up. I'm going to tell them to go to www.wantistore.com and check that out. And again, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, I don't know what you're doing, because it's got so much information. It comes out once a month. It has our upcoming classes, what we're projecting for our next quarter with respect to classes. And always remember, you can touch base with the office and with Sue Wagner. Maybe you can even tickle her and say, oh, we need another one of these classes at info@drpatallen.com. So remember, Dr. Allen does private appointments, and you can get a hold of her that way, info@drpatallen.com. And you could ask for a private appointment. You could ask for a special appointment for her wonderful live script classes. And, you know, if you just need to talk to her, you know how to find her. So go to our website. You can call in numbers there at www.drpatallen.com. Dr. Pat Allen, what have you got to say tonight before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Hey guys, don't forget Dr. Allen's new book is out and you can find it on Amazon. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.